In terms of Dalad Rishios L'Shabbos, and we began discussing Rishus HaRavim, as opposed to beginning as the Braisa Rishus HaYochid, because Rishus HaRavim is a little easier. But we'll have to get to Rishus HaYochid as well, so we'll get there. But what we pointed out in the world of Rishus HaRavim, that Rashi over here speaks about the two role models, the two prime examples of Rishus HaRabim as the Sartia and the Paltia, and he defines them slightly differently. Are we dealing with Hiluch Rabim? Are we dealing with Shimush Rabim? Miskaptzim L'schora. L'chora, and we pointed out there may be a difference between these two tracks. The Ramban pointed out that maybe the requirement of Shishim Ribo will come to a little later, only as a requirement in one of these tracks and not in the other. But Rashi is speaking basically about use bepoal. It's real usage. Ma'ashen Ken, we saw the Rambam. The Rambam who puts Midbar under the world of Rishus HaRabim. So clearly he's speaking about an area which is ro'i l'shimush rabim, an open field, something which is ro'i l'shimush rabim, even if it is not actually being utilized by the rabbim. And then we saw that the Ramban added a condition that you need either, it's unclear, you need ba'alut rabim or the lack of ba'alut yachid. But in some way that even formally, legalistically, from a juridic perspective, also this relates to the rabbim, not just in terms of the usage or potential usage, but even in the legal system, this is an area that the rabbim have access to legally. Okay, those are the three shitas that we saw up to now in terms of the overview of Rishus HaRabim. Just to sharpen one thing that we did see last time, and that is in terms of the world of Midbar. If we move to Daf Vav Amud Beis, there the Gemara brings a stira as to whether a Midbar is a Rishus HaRabim or not, and it points out, Lo Kasha, Kan Bizman Shisrael Shurim Ba Midbar, Kan Bizman Hazeh, and Rashi gives the classic understanding that Bizman Shehayu Yisrael Ba Midbar Chashiva Rishus HaRabim, it was actually used by the Rabim, which is L'shitato. Tosas points out that this may also be the makar of the requirement of Shishim Ribo. Ubizman hazeh, eino makom hilucha rabim dehochi midbarios lo shchichei, that even though the midbar is the same midbar, but the lack of multitudes of people using it means that the midbar is not a Rishus HaRabim, but rather midrabana, we call it a karmelus. The Rambam, who paskins that a midbar in the Adah Hazaka is a Rishus HaRabim, so Rav Avraham ben Arambam is quoted by Kesef Mishnah that he learned over here this chiluk in the opposite direction. That bizman hazeh, that's when the midbar is available to everyone, and that's why it is the Rishus HaRabim. Ma she'en kein b'shehayu Yisrael b'midbar. That then it was not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. So clearly, I mean, just to sharpen it, everyone understands, this is also pointed out in the Hare Kedem of the Rav, I mean, we learn out the dinim of Hotzah from Dumi the Mishkan, it means that they took something from their Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. Namely that the Machane Levia, where the Mishkan was being constructed, that was a Rishus HaRabim in the Midbar. What we're speaking about over here, that according to Avraham and Rambam, we're speaking about Machane Yisrael, right? That we have the Ish al Machanehu v'Ish al Diglo. That when you have Machane Yisrael in the Midbar, that is not a Rishus HaRabim. Every individual tent may have a din of Rishus HaYachid, and therefore when you took from your tent and you took it to the Machane Levia, you were going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but the area around your tent, that was not the Rishus HaRabim. That was an area that Rabim couldn't go through. There were tents. You couldn't have a stadium there in the middle with 60,000 spectators because there are tents all around. In other words, the tents interfered with people's walking. That lechor is what Rav Avraham ben Rambam means. Then we that the area of, in other words, the area outside of the tents, that's no different than the midbar nowadays. Anyone, but he's speaking about the Machane Yisrael. in the time of the Midbar, that didn't have a status of Rishus HaRabim because of all of those tents. They prevented people from being able to walk around freely. Yes?
Why didn't the lesson of the Rambam make us to make that deal?
Excuse me?
Why didn't the lesson of the Rambam make us make that deal? Does the Kesef Mishnah make any deal between Machan Avdim and Machan Yisrael?
No.
Where does the deal come from? Where do we
have to work with it, with the Chora, within givens. Namely, the given of Perek HaZorek is that the dinim of Hotza'ah are learned out from the building of the Mishkan. We quote Psukim, and the concept of Vayaviyu. Vayaviyu means bringing something, that's the world of Hotza'ah, bringing something from your Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. So, in other words, that the Rambam wouldn't disagree with. In other words, that we have over here a world of of a Rishus HaYachid, an Ohel, and a Rishus HaRabim, Machane Leviyah. When the Rambam speaks, and the Rambam also understood that we have Masa B'nei Levi, B'nei Kas, when they carry the Aron, in other words, that's considered to be a Havara, Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim, that when they were walking from place to place, it was a Rishus HaRabim. In other words, so when the Rambam learns this Gemara, according to Avram and HaRambam, that Bizman Shei Yisrael Bamidbor, that is not, L'chora, again, in other words, he's referring to the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar. Otherwise, in other words, in terms of the language of Avraham ben Arambam, if I should have it here. Bizman Shei Yisrael Chonim Bamidbar, V'hayu Machanoseihem Sidurim Bo, Hayu L'Gaban Kamo Bika V'Sadeh. So it appears, in other words, we're talking about that the place of their machane, where it was Sadrbo, but lechora that the machane Leviyah was Rishus HaRabim, that everyone agrees with, yes?
Then it would come out that in the last Gemara, we're trying to find the source of the Rabbanon, that in the Midbar, every time they did Hotzah, which threw him up on the tour.
Right. That's exactly what the Shita Laran and the Rashba point out. That exactly that in the Midbar around their Ohalim, that this was the Dumyud, this was the Enachinami, that this was the Dumyud the Mishkan. The Dumyud the Mishkan, in other words, when the Gemara said that Sidei Rishus HaRabim, should be the Raya, and Tosis asked, well, how do we know that Sidei Rishus HaRabim is Chayav? If you tell him our Ma Pashat and Yosef Derech. So he says, Sotosis says, Derech Bayis Yesh Lefanav Tzadim, V'chein Haya Mistama B'Mishkan. But the Shita of Laran over there and the Rashba say that this is Dafke around the Ohalim, Dafke around the Ohalim, that you have the posts of the tents, etc. Okay.
This sort of fits in with the Rambam Shita. He does not demand a Shishim Ribo.
Nachon, 100%. Yeah, no, it's Rambam
Shita. It's fallows.
Correct. Tov.
It doesn't fit with the Svara, because the Svara is that when they have Rishus to go in and out, that's when it's when they can't go in and out, because they're all involved with their things, then it's not a Rishus HaRabim, right?
Yes.
So there's more, and it's just simple pshat, by the Am Yisrael, there's less Rishus to go in Machan Levim than in Rishus than Machan Yisrael.
But everyone gathered, all Klal Yisrael gathered in Machan Leviyah to hear Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where the Beis Medrash was.
Right, but they also were gathered in
Machane Yisrael. We're saying Machane Yisrael is where they had tents. In the Machane Leviyah, that's where you had a chotzer. That's where you had an the paltia. The paltia was the Machane Leviyah. That was the Machane Leviyah.
Okay.
That's what it appears. Okay, the Gemara of Zayin Amud Aleph goes into the details of the world of Rishus HaRabim. That the Gemara points out v'ha-karmelis, so the two dots are on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down. Atu kulu nami lav karmelis ninhu. So why is karmelis taken out of the world of bika v'chule? Ki yasir avdimi amar av yochan elu nitzracha ela lekeren zavis hasmucha l'rishus harabim. Da'af agav dezimdin dachki b'arabim v'ayre l'gava kevon delo nicha tashmishisei ki karmelis dami. over here, and then in other words, the Gemara points out that we have an area, this Keren Zavis, and you saw Rashi has two deos exactly what this Keren Zavis is. The Rambam has a third deya in terms of technically. Rashi speaks about this Keren Zavis as being Shenichnas. I'm sorry, Rashi over here speaks about, where was it? Shenichnas bo bayis litocho. V'hiniach mikarka'o l'rishus harabim, lo necha tashmisa she'en yechod l'hikanes l'lehedya derech hilucho, inami bayis shepanov omeid ba'alachson, shezavito achat smucha l'rishus harabim, v'shnia meshucha mirishus harabim, v'lifnim zavit haboletet ma'akevet et harabim mil'hikanes behedya. It's very hard for me, I'm sorry, I'm very not good in terms of picturing reality in terms of what Rashi is talking about practically, but the common denominator over here is that we have an area that as the Rabbim are flowing in the Rishus HaRabbim, this area is not part of the flow, but it's part of the overflow. The overflow of the rabbim would go into that area because it would, to a certain degree, a bit lengthen a person, make it be a little more difficult to walk there. It would somewhat lengthen his journey. The concept over here is one of that we have something which is misunaf, something which is physically contiguous with the Rishus HaRabbim. It has, there's no mechitza between it and the Rishus HaRabbim. We don't have over here the chifufei like we had by the Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim. On the ground level, it's all flat, but because of the nature of the angles, it's not a place that people normally would be walking. And therefore, it's what's spoken over here is lo necha tashmishisei, that technically it's Rishus HaRabbim, but it's an area which is not as usable as the rest of the area. Then the Gemara continues to a similar case. Ki aser of dimer of Yochanan bein ha'amudim nidon kekarmelus. My taima af agav de darse be'rabim. It appears that the people were able to move through this area with relatively ease. But they had to keep their eyes open. They had to know. You know, like you have people that know where there are traffic lights or where there are light poles. And as they walk, they sort of know. After six steps, I'm going to have to get a step to the side and then continue. In other words, and around the light pole, around the hydrant, around this, around that. So in that area, the fact that they can't walk, they can't talk on their cell phone easily while walking. They'd have to pay a bit of attention. That already brings it down to the level of Carmelis. And Rabbi Zeira, my Rav Yehuda, itzdeva shelef nei ha'amudim nidon ke'Carmelis. L'mandam rabbein ha'amudim, if that's a Carmelis, kol shekein itzdeva, a raised area that you trip on. This is something you would have to make a larger circle around as opposed to a smaller. That would be already lo lishnachrina bein ha'amudim zimnin darsi be'rab kushus ramdamia. Amar Rabba bar Shila amar Rav Chista levena zekufa berushus ram v'zarek v'toch b'fanel chayav al gaba patur. We're not dealing over here with the dinim of the act of the hotzah, but simply that even though this is in the Rishus HaRabbim, it is not batel to the Rishus HaRabbim. It has its own status. It's, again, it has to be walked around rather than walked over. But people can't walk on them. So that also is like a Carmelis. That would be Rishus HaRabbim Aval Tzoa Lo. No one would walk on that. Ravashi Amar Afilu Tzoa. What is going on over here in this whole sugya? What principles can we pull out of here? Not dealing with the nitty gritty of the cases themselves, but what is the chisaron or the overall chisaron in this area, and what chakira could we raise about the nature of this area? What's the common denominator over here between all of these phrases of lo necha tashmishise, lo meskiba, lo darsiba rabim? Yes? Right. In other words, that we have over here a chisaron either in the tashmish derabim, in the hiluch derabim. Whatever we defined as a rishus hayochid, the definitions that we gave, be it the Rashi's definition that you need this bepoal, be it the Rambam's definition, it's enough if you have it bekoach and potential. But there is something over here which is interfering, and the question is one of degree. To what degree will this interference take us down from a Rishus HaRabim, in other words, halachically? Would you say that these areas are not a Rishus HaRabim? Or, in other words, when we speak about it as, if we read the Rambam, or without reading the Rambam, okay. Would you speak about this, think about this as, that we this is no longer a Cheftza of Rishus HaRabim, that we are now Mida Oraisa, in a makom p'tur, that we've changed the nature of the status of the area, or is that what the Gemara necessarily has to say, or can we perhaps have an intermediary position that maybe this is still a cheftz of Rishus HaRabim, but without the dinim of Rishus HaRabim, namely that it's possible to say, I'm not saying it's impossible to say, that you're going to have a Rishus HaRabim in which you're going to have these little circles or these little sections that will be Makom P'tur, that will have their own status, Makom P'tur, Karmelis, etc., etc. But or one could say perhaps no, that Bechefza, this entire area is one big Rishus HaRabim, but the unique halachos of Rishus HaRabim in terms of Hotzah, Mavir Arba Amos Birishus HaRabim, if you're Motzi Mirishus L'Rishus, that these halachos are suspended in these particular areas, but not that the Cheftz of Rishus HaRabim is going to be uprooted. Let me try to think of my Nafkamina. Nafkamina would be if if we say that let's say that you can't make an Eruv around an Eruv Tchumen around the Rishus HaRabim, Tzuras HaPesach, etc., that can work in a Karmelis, not in a Rishus HaRabim. So we're going to say that if you have an Eruv, so you can walk in the areas of the Hige, you can walk in the areas of Lechor, these are part of Rishus HaRabim. It's Bechefza, it's Rishus HaRabim. Whatever overall principles that we would apply to the world of Rishus HaRabim would apply over here. Whatever Rishus HaRabim's Mufka, let's say that we say a woman can't wear her jewelry, Rishus HaRabim, Shema Asi L'Chavot, but she could wear her jewelry in a Karmelis. Right? In other words, so L'Chavra, it's not as though this woman could stand on the thorns, you know, with her jewelry. This is the Rishus HaRabim. This is Bechefza, it would appear to me, that this Bechefza would be Rishus HaRabim, but we have over here a p'tur. We have over here a p'tur, a lack of, in other words, it's not enough of Rishus HaRabim to be Mechayev in terms of Hotzah, Hachnas, etc. What's pushing me is perhaps that we can answer Tosfos' question in a different manner. Look at Tap Tosfos. Lo nitzrachai lo keren zofis. Lo boi lemeimar di itzterich letzidei Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara asked why the Braisa, why the Tosefta, after giving all sorts of examples of Karmelis, also said v'ha Karmelis, and it said, well, this comes to include the Keren Zavis, maybe it comes to include the Ben Hamudim, comes to include the Itztiva. Why didn't the Gemara simply say, we already know we have this category called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are not Rishus HaRabim? Why didn't it come to include that? So Tosa says, Mishum de Rav Elazar, Ki Rishus HaRabim Domi, because it's a Machokis Tanoim. Vafilu Isle Chifufe, that Lachor over there is no Machokis Tanoim. Oh, Shema Misafka Le Imode Behu Rav Eliezer Imlav. In other words, we pointed out that there is a Sugyan Erev and a Sugyan by us. It's not clear whether everyone agrees with the Chifufim. We get involved in Machokis. So it's order not to get involved in Machokis, the Gemara brings in Karen Zavis. Certainly, that's a teretz of the Rishonim, and you know who am I to? But is there another way? Is there something more? I mean, so we do pasul like Rabbanon. We do pasul like Rabbanon that Tzide Rishus HaRabim are a karmelus. So it appeared to me Tzide Rishus HaRabim, that's the Gemara compared to Stav. That's a place which Bechefza is a karmelus. You know, it's in, that's a place that you could have an Eruv. That's a place that Tzide Rishus HaRabim have a status of their own. What we're dealing over here are areas that don't have a status of their own. They're these little black holes. You know, where it's on the side of Rishus HaRabim, within Rishus HaRabim, but they don't stand up on their own as being their own Rishus. Tzidi Rishus HaRabim is its own Rishus. It's a Makom Ptur, like the Stav is a Makom Ptur Midoraisa. I think that one could perhaps distinguish in that manner, while over here we're dealing, and perhaps this is the issue of, you know, all these Macholkas over here. You know, it's not just a Machlokas in terms of to what degree is a Lonecha Tashmishe, in terms of tzoa as opposed to hime vehigi, but rather, in other words, does the fact that something is here temporarily, that tzoa is here, it's not kavua, it's here temporarily, is that going to change the nature of the halachic status of this area? Because temporarily we have a bit of a michshol here, and even if it's kavua, the hime and hizke, but it may depend upon the season. There are seasons when these are...
Amudim are there permanently.
And the Amudim are there permanently, but l'chora, people are walking. It's just lo mistigibahu behedya, just that they can't walk exactly in a 90-degree angle. You know, right? They have to walk, they have to walk around. In other words, so it could be just questions, I guess, of degree, but it could be that again, that we're dealing over here with things that are not mafkia, the shame... Rishus HaRabim, but simply the dinim that we have technically don't apply in these areas because the conditions of Shimush Rabim are somewhat interfered with. Okay.
So we're saying CD would be still big, it doesn't take away the Rishus Rabim.
No, Pumfak, yeah. CD is like the Gemara compared CD to Stav. That's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. That's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, and that's not our sugi. Our sugi is not dealing with Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. Our sugi is dealing with the fact that you have a Chefza of Rishus HaRabim, you have the conditions, the Tetzayin Amma, you have the 600,000, whatever, it's not Makura, whatever conditions, Mafula, whatever conditions you need for Rishus HaRabim, you have over here. This is a classic Rishus HaRabim. But because of the Lonecha Tashmishe, because of the interference with the Shimush, it will take off the dinim of... In other words, that this is not going to be considered to be a retzef, a continuity of arba amos b'rishus HaRabim. We're not going to have the iser of hotzah of if something is thrown onto this area, etc. That we have over here a TKO, a technical knockout. In other words, but it doesn't take away the total shem b'rishus HaRabim.
Once the thorns are gone away tomorrow after the rain, then it becomes.
Everyone says that, yeah. It's not as though this place is miyuat. You know what I'm saying? That we're dealing over here with the areas. The Amudim are there, right? The Amudim are there. But people get used to them. They get used to walking around Amudim. And subway stations, there are also Amudim. But if you see the flow of people, it doesn't affect the flow of people. They're still flowing in the same way. Every once in a while, someone's walking with a cup of coffee is going to splash. But he's from Chicago. In other words, he's not from New York. In New York, they know how to deal with the Amudim. Okay. I didn't mean you. But... No, I spoke to Ben Darsh about this, and he felt that it was an interesting direction, but where is it leading me to? I said, it's not leading me to anywhere necessarily, other than the fact that if we're going to find a certain halachos, overall, overriding halachos of Rishus HaRabim, again, within Hilchos Shabbos, certainly Shein V'Regel will have its own definition of Rishus HaRabim. Safek Tuma B'Rishus HaRabim will have its own definition. But even within the world of Hotza, leaving aside the dinim that we're talking about over here, Hachnasa, Ha'avara, Hotza'ah, we're going to see other dinim that apply to a Rishus HaRabim, many dinim d'Rabbanan. Maybe they would still apply even in these areas because b'cheftza, it's Rishus HaRabim.
But that's even though the tzidi, there's a machlokas with Rishus HaRabim or not. So I guess according to Mandom and the tzidi,
according to Rabbanan,
then it's a makom in itself, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a makom in itself.
Okay, so this is Rabbi Eliezer, in a chinami. In a chinami, okay. So that's Tosis's direction, but I'm saying that even if we paskin take the direction like Rabbanan that Barer that it has the status of a karmelus, called it's not our sugya. The other side of the coin is moving over to Daf Zayin Amid Beis.
Why isn't that what the tumimot and
What?
Why is it not mutter to be mutter from Rosh Hashanah in these places?
Midoraisa, we're saying that it is mutter. It's karmelis. It's also drabana.
So it is karmelis?
It's kikarmelis. Again, it's kikarmelis in terms of dine hotzah, that the Easter goes down from a doraisa to a drabana. On that level, it's kikarmelis. But
they didn't make it kikarmelis, but they...
So that's the question. In the Rambam sometimes uses the Kaf Hadim, Yom Ki Karmelis, and sometimes he says Zehu Karmelis. So it would be very nice if the Rambam were to say that Tzidi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Zehu Karmelis, and these are not. It doesn't fit. I tried. It doesn't fit that way. You know, some of these Rambam says Ki Karmelis, some he says Karmelis. So he certainly didn't, you know, it's, what I'm saying is certainly not, that doesn't fit into the Rambam. Okay. Look on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. There we have the Sugya of Chorei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where the Gemara brings in Chorei Rishus HaRabim. There we have a machlokes. Abai Omer ki Rishus HaRabim Damu, V'Rava Amar Lav ki Rishus HaRabim Damu. And the Gemara says, Amri Rava La Abai Lidi Doch Damri Chorei Rishus HaRabim Kirishus HaRabim Damu, Maishna Mehod Ki Asi Rav Dimer Rav Yochan Al Nitzruch Al Keren Zavis Asmul Kirishus HaRabim Tehevi Ka Chorei Rishus HaRabim Hasam Lo Necha Tashmishisei Hacha Necha Tashmishisisei. Okay, let's go according to Rava. Okay, according to Rava, according to Rava, Chorei Rishus HaRabim are no different than a Keren Zavis, and it's not Rishus HaRabim. According to Abaye, even though the Keren Zavis is not Rishus HaRabim, but the Chorei Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim, correct? Because of Necha Tashmish Yisisei. What over here, the Chorei, is the Gemara telling us about, in other words, previously we said that something can have the physical structure of Rishus HaRabim, but we have a TKO because of it's Lo Necha Tashmish Yisisei. What is Abaye saying over here? Chorei Rishus HaRabim. I mean, do those have Tetzai and Amma? Are they Mefulashim? Are they not Makura? We're talking about a mailbox, a hole, or it's a, you know, or it's a crevice, or it's what over here turns. Yes.
The whole Mahusa, which is a rabbi, is the rabbi's use of it.
Right. In other words, the Necha Tashmishisei is a two-way street. Not only that, the lack of Necha Tashmishisei is going to knock off the dinim, but if we have a place which is Necha Tashmishisei, which is next to a Rishus HaRabim, we're going to apply all the dinim of Rishus HaRabim to this place. Anyway, we're going to view this place as though Shishim Rivo are running through this Chorei Rishus HaRabim. And the Chorei Rishus HaRabim, from the Necha Tashmishi say, that is enough to bring it into the world of Rishus HaRabim. You know, so the Lo Necha Tashmishi say can knock off, and the Necha Tashmishi say can bring in. So, we're going to bring in chiyuvim daraisa, that if a person is mavi or arba amos and he is meniach in the Chorei Rishus HaRabim, that's considered to be a malacha mi daraisa. That we, to a certain degree, Abaye is creating a Rishus HaRabim, or he's saying Chazal on this Rishus HaRabim, as Yoni pointed out, via the Necha Tashmishi say that this sort of overrides everything else. And then Tosus is bothered, just a minute, that this phrase is used in so many different meanings. Tosus Hasam Lo Nechat Shisei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Lo Rabbanan Lavka Rishus HaRabim Domi Yafal Gav De Nechat Tashmish Yisei Tzvemi Keren Zavis Dafilu Rav Elazar De Polik Betzidei Rishus HaRabim Moda Be Keren Zavis Kidi Perashti Le'el Afilu Hachi Lo Havi Kekor Rishus HaRabim Dechor Rishus HaRabim Nechat Tashmish Yisei Tzve. Now we have over here this scale of Nechat Tashmish Yisei, that you can have a level of Necha, of Chorei Rishus HaRabim, that will turn it into Rishus HaRabim. You will have a level of Keren Zavis that is will take it out of the realm. And then you'll have a level of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim where you're going to find, according to Tosfos, doesn't distinguish like we did, but it's a question of an in-between stage of Necha. It's less Necha Tashmishi Sei than Chorei Rishus HaRabim, but it's more Necha Tashmishi Sei than Keren Zavis, that it goes in between. So this concept of Necha Tashmishi Sei is like a very, very powerful concept in terms of the definition of a Rishus HaRabim, that it can override technicalities. Yes?
All of these places are
contiguous.
They're all, it's a retzef of all these places. They're all accessible. Now, we have to look at a Rishus Rabbim. I mean, I guess this is the way it is, but it doesn't seem that every grain of sand, everything there is used by the Rabbim. I mean, some are used more, some are used less. Do we have to be, you know, scrutinize every little part of Rishus Rabbim? Or if in general, this is Rishus Rabbim, the whole area which is continuous is...
This is the machlokis, and it's Abaye. Rav Ashi who says afilu tsoa. He's taking your approach. Natata dvechel shiurim. You can't make these distinctions. Otherwise, you're going to go out every day and mark things. You know, the Rishus Rabbim is here and not here, etc. Lo yitachein. And then all of a sudden, you're going to go every half hour. There are animals Rishus Rabbim. How is this feasible? But the other Amoraim really viewed it that we have over here these categories of places, and you know, they're very, very clear in terms of their being set aside al pidin. In other words, that the chori rishus harabim machos abaye verava, he gave a hisme machokes these amarayim, the ben amude machokes between. We have two lashons in the Gemara, but that they take in other words that the the Necha Tashmishi say is the standard that we're using in both directions. A certain lack of Necha Tashmishi say will take off the dinim, and a super Necha Tashmishi say will bring on the dinim, even if we don't have the right physical construction. It somehow fits in.
Islam seems to be an exception. Tosus
views the machlokes over here as a machlokes in terms of the degree of necha tashmishi say, not a machlokes b'mitzius whether it's necha tashmishi say or not, but simply where do you draw the line? Where is the ref? What standard are we dealing with? Is it 70%, 75%? Where are we making the cutoff line of necha tashmishi say? The one other
all these cases.
Have a limitation to a degree.
It seems to be more necha than the Karen Zavis, and yet see it doesn't fit in with the others.
Again,
yet we,
according to Tosos, it really belongs in our sugya. It's just not brought here because we have Rav Elazar. That's the only reason it's not brought in our sugya. Otherwise, Sidi Rishus HaRabim should have been brought between the Karen Zavis and Ben Hamudim. It should have fit into to our sugya. What I was trying to suggest was that you have those areas that are defined as makomos. It's a makom. It's a makom which is not a rishus harabim. All the cases we're dealing over here, we don't have a separate makom. It's part and parcel of the area of rishus harabim. And just that technically, even though b'cheftza, it's just rishus harabim, we have a p'tur. We have a p'tur from the chiyuv of hotzah because we lack a necha tashmishle. Then the other side of the coin is that according to Abaye, a super necha tashmishi say will bring it into the world of Rishus HaRabim, even though we may be missing some of the technical conditions. We move over to Daf Chesam at Aleph. Here we find, and this will be the sort of the last he'ora, it's on this matter. We move over to another term of tashmish ayadei adchak. What over here is the context? Amar Ula. Amud tisha v'rishus harabim v'rabim mekatfim alav. Zarak v'noch al gabav chayav. My taima. Pachos mi gimel medris darsi be rabim. That's rishus harabim. Gimel ad tisha lo medris darsi be v'lo ketufe mekatfile. That we go down to the level of a karmelis. We're missing the meaningful shimush. Tisha v'adai mekatfin iluye. We go back to rishus harabim. Namely, right, that this is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. That Rishus HaRabim, again, even within the same vertical entity, we're going to distinguish where we're drawing the line. The bottom of the vertical entity is Rishus HaRabim, the top is Rishus HaRabim, the middle is not Rishus HaRabim. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef gumamai. What if we're moving down as opposed to up? That we have vertically going down, we have this manhole in the Rishus HaRabim. Amar lei v'chein guma. We'll apply the same thing. Rava amar. What are you talking about? Ma'ed v'guma lo. The guma. We're not going to say that we have that you know with the equal and opposite. Ma'itayma tashmish ayde hatchak lo shmei tashmish. Tashmish ayde hatchak lo shmei tashmish. So if you look into Rashi, Rashi points out Mai gabe rishus harabim da asara tanya le'el omka kugova. Rishus harabim goes up and down. Charitz amok yud v'rochav dalad. That's rishus hayachid. Hachamai. What if we have this charitz which goes down 9? Iyamris manchi be rishus harabim chafatzim shebiyadam ada hadre va'asu derech sham v'shakle. That the same way that people can put things down temporarily on a post, they can put things temporarily into this manhole. Nimsa shetzrichim lo rabim hilkach rishus harabim hu. So I'm a rava guma lo my time atashmi dechal lo tashmi tashmish hilkach lav tzarech rabim hu ela karmelisu. Question is, what's going on over here? Do people use it or don't they use it? Do people put their packages in the guma or don't they put the packages in the guma?
They don't have a choice.
I asked the question: do they or don't they? No, not only sometimes. Yeah. The assumption is they do. The assumption is that the same number of people who put things on a post would also put things into the guma. The same number of people. If we have 600,000 packages on the post, we'll have 600,000 packages in the gumos. That's what people use. But Rava says that since it's ayedei hadachak, that since they would rather not use it, they would rather, if they had a choice, they would rather put things on post than put them into this, right? In Chaim, they do it, right? But it's tashmish ayedei hadachak. It's not comfortable for them. That's why lav shmei tashmish. What does it do with the price of tea in China? If it's used by the rabbim, it's used by the rabbim. If it's not used by the rabbim, it's not used by the rabbim. What's this concept over here, a tashmish ayedei hadachak, that it's going to say, no, this is not tashmish. In other words, again, we're putting over here, it's not just tashmish, the necha is not just a question of whether people do it or not, but while they're doing it, is it necha? So I just wanted to give you a parallel sugya, perhaps, on daf ayin vavam et aleph. If you move daf ayin vavam et aleph, we know that we have all these prakim in the middle of Maseches Shabbos that deal with shiurim of hotzah. Every item has a different shiur of how much quantitatively you have to carry to be chayav on hotzah. I mean, hotzah isn't only a question of rishus hayachid to rishus harabim, arbamas to rishus harabim, but also you have to carry a chayfetz which has a chashivus. And the Mishnah speak about the chashivus of different chafatzim. So in the Mishnah over there it says Hamotzi Tevin Kimalopi Para, that has Chashivus. Atza Kimalopi Gamal, that has Chashivus. Amir Kimalopi Tale, that has Chashivus. Asiv Asavim Kimalopi Gdi, Ale Shumva Ale Bitzalim Lachim Kigrogras, Yveshim Kimalopi Agid, Vahule Vahule. So the Gemara in the middle points out as follows. The Gemara points out Kiyasa Ravin Amar, I'm about 8 lines into the Gemara. Hamotzi Tevin Kemelo Pipara Ligamal. Kuleyamalo Plige Dechayav. Ki Plige Bemotzi Atza Kemelo Pipara Lipara. Veipcha Itmar. Rav Yochanan Amar Patur, Rishlokish Amar Chayav. Rav Yochanan Amar Patur, even though the animal is going to eat it, Achila Ayedei Hadchak Loshma Achila. This is not the normal food of the animal. The animal would rather eat the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for it. But if when the animal is hungry, it's going to eat this food as well. And therefore we have a machlokes as to whether this would be a meaningful shear in terms of hotzah. Because even though it's going to be eaten, it's an achila ayedei hadchak, and maybe that is not considered to be an achila in the realm of Hotzah on Shabbos. Okay? If you look over there in Tosfos, Tosfos says, Achila de'atchak lo shma achila, v'hod amar periketzad haregel, Achila de'atchak shma achila, hanimile l'inyan nezikin, d'lo chashvinin le meshuna, avo lo l'achshevei l'inyan Shabbos, l'inyan Shabbos lo chashiva achila. Namely, that we always have to deal with items contextually. That if we're dealing with the realm of nezikin, our question is this Shein V'Regel or is this Keren? If it's shein v'regel, you pay nezek shalem. If it's keren, then you pay chatzi nezek. Keren is defined as mishune. When an act is done which is unusual, that's keren. Shein v'regel is the nature of the animal. So when we have this gomel eating, you know, where it's the tevin, that in the world of nezikin is considered to be achila. The, you know, it's the owner of the gomel would have to pay nezek shalem on the tevin. But over here, in terms of Shabbos, since this is achila ayde hatchak, it's not considered to be chashuv in terms of Shabbos. We just said it's achila, and we said the gomel eats it. You pay nezek. It's not mishuna. If it's not mishuna, right? What are we saying? It's a mitzius that it's being eaten, but a mitzius is not enough to create a halachic reality. In other words, when we're talking about halacha, we want to give a definition. We need a very, very formal definition. We're going to formally define foods in accordance with their usual usage. That's what gives it a chashivus of being a davar ha-nital. If it doesn't have that chashivus, then we're off the hook in terms of a chiyuv mida araisa. Hu hadin, we have this formality in terms of defining places. And so even if we have a place which is l'shimush rabim, this hole is used l'shimush rabim, the ditch is used l'shimush rabim, however, since we view this as a shimush ayde hatchak, that already is not enough to formally define it as a rishus harabim. It's not the same over here as the sugya andaf zayin amir aleph. Zayin amir aleph, lo necha tashmishe, we were dealing with areas that people, that in other words, we were dealing, how do we define it? In other words, Achila de'etchak or Shimush de'etchak is somewhat, if you were to have your druthers, is this what you would have chosen as your meal? Is this what you would have chosen as your place to put an item when you have to go into a store, when you have to, you have to store something temporarily? Is this what you would have chosen? And if it's a Shimush de'etchak, then formally it's not defined as a Shimush. It doesn't slow down the rabbim. It doesn't cause them to. It doesn't. Again, it doesn't. It's not. We're not doing over here. It doesn't interfere. We don't have an interference as with the Karen Zavis. We're dealing over here on the level of. It's not the area that l'chatchila I would have chosen to store my items. And that's again. It's a machlokas over here. But according to Rava, this is the tashmish adeyatchak lo shma tashmish. This is a formal definition. It's a formal definition. It doesn't mean that it's not the same. It's not brought in the same sugya as the previous halachos. Again, we'll try and think of a better phrase. The same. If we move to Daf Chesem Adbeis, we find a similar concept in terms of where you have a stream of water going through the Rishus HaRabim, the Tnan. Im haya rekak mayim u Rishus HaRabim haleches bo, hazarik letocha dalad amos chayev, v'kama hu rekik mayim pachos miyut tfachim. And then it continues, u rekak mayim shirshus HaRabim haleches bo, hazarik mitocha dalad amos chayev. So the Gemara asks, why do we have these two statements? So it says the two rekaks depends as to what season of the year it would be. Do people mind walking through water, or they don't mind walking through the water? Why do we have the two hiluchs, trei zimnei? Eolav shma mina, hiluch al yedei adachak, shmei hiluch. As opposed to, tashmish al yedei adachak, lo shmei tashmish, shma mina. That when we bring in this criteria of Ayudei Adchak, it's going to affect the Rishus HaRabim, which is defined by Tashmish. It's not going to affect the Rishus HaRabim, which is defined by Hiluch. Again, firstly, certainly we see over here the possibility that Sarti and Palti are two tracks in Rishus HaRabim. You have a track of Tashmish and you have a track of Hiluch. And here we have a Nafgamina between them. That one does see. But what does it mean? In other words, the person would rather not walk through water, but that is not considered to be enough to change the nature of the Makom. It's still going to be considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. Masha'en came, if the guma, where he would rather not put the object in, the moment it's lo nechalei, so we saw that that is already not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. What it's the same ayadei hadchak, it's the same druthers, it's the same, you know, whereas I would rather walk on a dry area than walk through a stream. I would rather put things on an amud than put things in a guma. So we say that in one situation, because of the Ayadei Hadchak, it takes off the formal status of Rishus HaRabim. And the other situation, even though it's Ayadei Hadchak, it doesn't take off that formal status of Rishus HaRabim. And previously, on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, we had been dealing with the world of Hiluch. The world of Hiluch, there the criteria was Necha Tashmishei or Lo Necha Tashmishei. Ayadei Hadchak is not a factor. In the world of Shimush, there we have that the Chori Rishus HaRabim, in other words, the Necha Tashmishei is also a factor, but Aldei Hadchak is also a factor. Okay, again, how to define the terms? I don't know. I'm just pointing out that we have over here on Daf Chesem and Aleph, we're dealing with the world. Aldei Hadchak is a world of formal definitions that we find. We saw it Baba Kama. We have it in terms of Chafatzim. Here we have it in terms of Mekomos. That there are formal definitions where sometimes Ayadei Hadchak will take off the status, and Necha Tashmishei is something which is unique to the world of Rishus HaRabim. It's within the criteria of Rishus HaRabim that lack of criteria sometimes is going to bring about a ptur. And on the other hand, the super Necha Tashmishei will bring about a chiyuv. Okay, so that's what we have over here in our overview of Rishus HaRabim in terms of the world of Tashmish / Hiluch HaRabim. We take into account the actual usage as opposed to potential usage and the legal status that we saw the Rashi, Rambam, and Ramban. We take into account Necha Tashmishisei as sometimes, as Necha Tashmishisei, L'chora, it remains a Cheftz of Rishus HaRabim, but it's going to be a Ptur halachically. And then we have the Ardei Hadchak, that this in terms will take, is a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula, that it can take off a formal definition, or create a formal definition. And here we see that the Gemara distinguishes between the world of Tashmish and the world of Hiluch to bring in this status of Kol HaTorah Kula, just like we distinguish between the Zikin and Hotza'ah. So we're distinguishing within the world of Rishus HaRabim between Tashmish and between Hiluch. Sometimes we do bring in this formality and sometimes we don't. Okay, this is all again the overview. However, you saw that the Gemara, that Chazal, in the broader sense, do bring in certain conditions, certain tnoim, I guess we'll call them, for having a Rishus HaRabim. One of those conditions is Shishim Ribo. One of those conditions is the width, Rochav of Tetzayin Amma. One of those conditions is Befulash. And the final condition, at least in the way we'll go through it, is that of Makura. Did you get to these Makaros? Yeah, okay. So let's start with Shishim Ribo. Had we just had the Gemaras that we have in front of us, so which Rishonim take Shishim Ribo as a meaningful shear? Rashi and Tosfos, right? And the Ran. Which Rishonim ignore it totally? The Rambam. And which Rishonim go out of their way to say that it's not a meaningful shear? The Ramban. Okay, so this is something that we're dealing with in a very real manner. What I sent you to was the fact that this when we have over here I forgot to bring it. Okay. Well, when we speak about Rashi, we're dealing over here with the Masoret of the Gaonim. Okay, that's clear that we have over here a tshuva l'Gaon. It's reprinted from Sefer Ha'itim, in which we have the world of Shishim Ribo. Again, clearly, it's not a coincidence that this is the number of people who were in the Midbar. But what chakira could you raise about the nature of Shishim Ribo? What chakira could you raise about the nature of this requirement? According to the Rishonim, who have this requirement of Shishim Ribo, yes?
Where do they have to be? When do they have to be?
That is one, right? But maybe this is totally in something which goes a little deeper. The Shishim Ribo could be viewed as a din of Dumya de Mishkan, like Bakura. In other words, that in the Mishkan, the Machane Levia had no roof, so therefore Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has no roof. The Astrodome can hold 600,000 people and have a roof. No, it has a roof. You're off on a technical. So are we dealing over here, again, with a formal halacha that you need Shishim Ribo because of Dumya de Mishkan? Or the other alternative is that this is as opposed to being a din of Dumya de Mishkan, a shiur of Rabbim. Namely, that this is a shiur, a hagdara of what level of Rabbim are required in terms of Rishus HaRabim, because we have different definitions in different areas. Let's say we have a halacha that Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is Tameh. Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid is Tahar. What's Rabim in that context?
Private house or public house? Private, if it's outside.
Okay, so the Gemara says three people. Three people is already defined as a Rabim in terms of Safek Tumah, right, that you have. It's learned that from the stira of a woman, you had her and her lover, right? And if there would be one other person there, that would already turn it into rabbin. That takes it out of the concept of stira. So three people is a rabbin in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. It's a Gemara in Nazir. In the Gemara in Gitin, speaks about the concept of a neder al da'as rabbin. If you make a neder al da'as rabbin, then it's very, very difficult to be mefer such a neder. What would be Rabim in that context? You can sort of...
A minion,
exactly. 10 people. So we have the word Rabim with different meanings. It's not just that we call this a Tzibur, this an Eda. The word Rabim sometimes means a group of three, sometimes a group of 10. Here, is that the concept over here of 600,000? There is a Rashi that I asked you to look at. In Eruvin and Daf Vavamud Aleph, there are two girsos over there in Rashi. Rashi says, Rishus HaRabim, Mashma Rochav Sheshesre Amma, V'ir Shemitsuyim Bo Shishim Ribo, V'ein Bo Choma. Then he continues, and here there's a question, does the word O fit in? Shehaya Rishus HaRabim Shela Mechuvan Mishar L'Shar Shehe Mefulash, Dome L'Digle Midbar. So the question is Dome L'Digle Midbar, how far back does it go in Rashi? Is Rashi over here giving us a makar for all of these conditions? All of these conditions are Dome L'Digle Midbar. Or he's been speaking about the last thing. In other words, the O, Shehaya Rosh Hashanah Mishalom Machuva Mishar L'Shar Shemefulash, Dome L'Digle Midbar. That could be an open question. However, the Rashi in Eruvin Andaf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Ir Shel Yachid, Lo Hayu Nichnasin Batamid Shishim Ribo Shel Bnei Adam, Velo Chashiva Rishus HaRabim, Delo Dam Yela Digle Midbar. There Rashi Lachora is quite clear. Again, my nafgamina, if we're talking about a formal definition of Dumya de Mishkan, or we're talking about a Hagdara within the world of Rishus HaRabim, this is the minimum shear of Rabim. The sugya over there in Eruvin on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the context of the sugya was Machitza Shebokin Ba Rabim. If you have a Machitza, you had a Rishus HaYachid, and then part of the Machitza fell down. And now, Bokin Ba Rabim, people use this as a shortcut. They, in other words, the mechitza fell down, and so like over here by Machon Lev, part of the fence fell down, and so there's a shortcut to go into Machon Lev from the back. Bokin ba rabim. To what definition of rabim do we need over here? So you should know that in Siman Shin Samachay, the Magen Avraham has a suffix. Does this require shishim ribo or even less? What would you say? If shishim ribo is, and if shishim ribo is, then
you would require shishim.
Then very well you could acquire, right? In other words, if it's a shir of rabbim and hilchos Shabbos, so wherever we have a definition of rabbim and hilchos Shabbos, be it reshus harabim, be it bokin barabim, there's room to say that this is our standard. This is the standard of reshus harabim. Masha'enken, if the din of digle midbar, that can define a reshus harabim technically, have nothing at all to do with breaking a machitza. Namely, you know, Dumya de Midbar is in this area of Rosh Hashanah. We have this condition, but it would have nothing to do with what would undermine Mechitza, Lechora. Okay, let's assume like the Rishonim that we have, like the Gaonim and Rashi and Tosos, that we have this din of Shishim Ribo. What would you say in terms, or tell me, what did you see in terms of the reality of the Shishim Ribo on a day-to-day level? What did the Rishonim speak about in terms of at what point do you require the Shishim Ribo? What did you see?
I mean, it's not at one time.
Do you need it at one time?
Machlokas.
Between whom and whom? Okay, what does the Ran say?
Ran says it has potential.
Right. The Ran speaks about the potential. The Meyuchas L'Ran speaks about the potential of the Rabbim. Namely, we need an area that can service Shishim Ribo as opposed to? Right. So we have. So Rashi is a little vague. The Ritva, in the name of Rashi, speaks about he regila l'shishim ribo, shabo tadirim shishim ribo. So again, we have this question as to whether you need it bevas achas or whether you're dealing with serving a population. Can you bring this back to our previous chakira? If we're dealing with a dumya de mishkan or we're dealing with a shir?
It's dumya de mishkan, they had it at one time.
Right. In other words, it would lend itself to that direction. Namely, then the Ritva's explanation of Rashi would, in other words, would fit in with what Rashi himself says on Daf Nun Tet, that we have over here that the makor of Shishim Ribo is Dumya de Mishkan, and then you need the equivalent of what you had in the Mishkan. If we're dealing with a certain level of Rabbim which is required to deal with Shishim, then it's an open question. It could be a level that would be determined by the number of people. It could be the level that would be determined by the nature of the place. Again, the Rambam, you know, there's no question. The Rambam doesn't speak about Shishim Ribo, and he just speaks about Ro'oi, etc. But within the Shishim Ribo, we have this machlokas. According to the Man D'Amar that we need Shishim Ribo Midaraisa, what happens if we don't have these Shishim Ribo? What status then do we go to? A Carmelis? Or what other alternative would there be? Well, it's not, we're dealing...
Depends on if the gates are closed or whatever the conditions to it.
Okay, or, in other words, would it go down to the level of a Carmelis? Or maybe we would have a concept of a Rishus HaRabim Midrabanim. What does it mean to be a Rishus HaRabim Midrabanim? That's why I sent you to Tosfos on Daf Samach Dalid Amid Beis. Tosfos over there deals again with the tachshitim that we have a gzeira in the world of Rishus HaRabim that women shouldn't wear these tachshitim. In a Carmelis, there is no what? On Samach Dalid Amid Beis. Tosfos Rabba Noni Rabbi Yisrael Omer. Nira Dahalchik Rabba Noni. The bottom Tosfos. Vravanani de matir bechotzer afilu bechotzer she'eno meureves de bechotzer meureves lekashum chidush imkein nashim mutaris liskashet bebayit ubachatzer betabaot v'tachshitim, v'anu she'ein lano rishus harabim gamur, the kol rishus harabim shalano karmelasi, hari ein mevao shalano rechavos yudvav ama, lo shishim riba bokim bahem, harei hu kichatzer she'ena me'ureves u'mutaras nashim shalano l'skashet v'tabos tachshitim. Namely, the Tosas takes for granted that if you don't have Shishim Ribo, you go down to the level of a Carmelist with all of the kulos that a Carmelist has. Namely, that we simply erase the concept of Rishus HaRabim. There would have been a possibility, this will have to find you the makar, that Yitachin, that there would be a difference between a Rishus HaRabim Midrabanon, a place that is Rabim in every area but Shishim Ribo and a Carmelist. Namely, that if we view, in other words, if we say that Shishim Ribo is defining the level of Rabim, and without Shishim Ribo, we don't have Rabim. Okay, we don't have Rabim, that's a Carmelist. We say, no, it's a technical requirement of Dumya de Mishkan. So when that technical requirement is required for Chiyuv Doraisa. But Yitachin, that we would have a concept of a Rishus HaRabim Midrabanan that would go beyond the Carmelist. Yes? The Carmelist, you know, is a very broad definition, as Tosas points out, that takes into the world also the Chatzer She'ena Me'urevis. Anything which is Nishtahin Nishtaher is going to be a Carmelist. And once we have a Carmelist, we have a Carmelist. We don't distinguish between Carmelist X and Carmelist Y. The Carmelist, which is a souped up Rishus HaYachid or a watered down Rishus HaRabim, we don't distinguish between those two levels and the level of Carmelist. That's all I'm pointing it out. You know, it's that if we're saying that Shishim Ribo is moving us into the world of Carmelis, it's more likely that this is something which is tomon in the definition of Rishus HaRabim, as opposed to being simply a technical condition. And then we could say, like maybe we have many drabanans. Okay, it's when you have all the technical conditions, it's Doraisa. If you're missing a technical condition, it's still going to be Aser drabanan. It doesn't change the nature of the place. It says we don't have the technical condition. Okay, so just as we saw, that's why he's trying to say in the Zayin Aleph, we have the word kikarmelis. In other words, kikarmelis is, it's basically a chefza of a Rishus HaRabim, but you're off on a technicality. So also with the lack of Shishim Ribo, one could have viewed it that way, but Tosfos says no. No, in other words, the moment we don't have Shishim Ribo, that we are moving over into the world of Carmelis. We said that. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're left with on this page are Makura and Tesayin Amma and Befulosh. And what I'd like to move into after that is the world of Rishus HaYachid. So, if you can, Max, if I could give these a few to pass out. Okay, so the next year in Yirtzeh Hashem will be a week from today, yes? A week from today, the Seder. And I think 9:15 should be feasible. Right? Zos Chanukah, the long Kriyas HaTorah, is a week from Thursday. Huh? Okay, so it'll be we won't have 9:15 should be I think a reasonable time that we can begin.
Okay. Two more things. Okay. There's just two more things I was thinking of. Yeah. That Gemara and Baba Kama by the pig eating. They say pillows is not in Kishin. That's so b'chak that it's not. So that's another aspect.
Right.
And then also we have our case of the not on top of the boat.